Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully, to cheer you up and give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. Oh, man. And speaking of keys to the door, The Positive Perspective, my new book, available on Amazon and through my website, bepositivepodcast.com. You can order it directly from me or through Amazon, and you can also get your personalized copy from there, too. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Share it. Get it out there. Let's get the positivity going, man. We need some right now, especially right now. I want to give a quick thank you to Podomatic for helping me keep this show on the air for so many years and always taking care of me. Remember, if you want to start your own podcast, you can do it for free at Podomatic.com. All right, let's get to what I want to talk about today. Because usually I rattle on for like 2 minutes telling you about all the stuff, and you know it. It's all in the description if you want that stuff, so don't fast forward. I'm going to get right to the meat of the show. And you know what? This show, I just have a topic that popped into my head, and I said I'm going to go talk about it because that's what I do. That's what this show is. So, you know, this show is called You Don't Know What to Believe Anymore. What now? And I'm talking about the state of humanity and every aspect of it, whether it's the way people are treating people, what's going on in the government, what's going on in the world, what's going on with nature, everything that's going on, and you're being told something, some things, and everyone is being so misdirected that it's hard to find out and to understand what the truth is in any given situation anymore. You don't know what to believe, right? I mean, and that's an easy assumption because everyone I talk to, most people that I talk to, are either just blindly believing what they're told or totally believing what they're thinking and not evaluating the whole situation and trying to be objective. Now, I by no means know what the truth is. I know what my truth is, I know what I believe, but I am in no position to tell anyone or to what is true and what is right and what is wrong. It's not my place. It's each of our places as an individual to decide what is right and to decide what is wrong, to decide what we believe in and what we don't. Now, whether you're a very religious person and you believe in God, or you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, maybe you believe in aliens, maybe you have another higher power, superior being that you believe in that created us, maybe, you know, you have your own theory that no one else has even thought of yet. And you know what? That's okay. That's the beauty of this. We're here to discover things about ourselves and about other humans. And here to learn. And if you think about it, here we are on Earth as humans. And do we think that we're such a perfect species and, you know, we can think and the brain is amazing and the stuff that we can accomplish? You think we're just sent here to work, eat, sleep, and just do a cycle like that and just blindly follow like sheep everything that we're being told and not experience everything in life that you think of that you want to experience without having the shackles of I can't do this, people think I'm crazy, or I can't do this because it doesn't fit in with the normal crowd, or I can't do this, it's too difficult, or I don't know how to do this, so I'm not going to try it. Well, when you start thinking like that, you're not believing in yourself. And that's where it all boils down to that. When you start believing in yourself, when you start thinking for yourself and evaluating all the sensory input that you're getting from around the world and from around your environment, and you start wondering, how important is all that compared to what I think? Now you take it all in. Here's what I do. I take it all in. I evaluate it. I toss out what's crap. I think I know what is going on in the world. I think I know what is why I'm here, my purpose. And I try to always think about, this is going to sound kind of strange, but I think about this a lot. If this was my last podcast, and I was to leave this earth, what am I leaving behind? What did I accomplish? What did I believe in? And you hear some of my beliefs on this show, but I try to keep my opinions about my own beliefs out of the show unless I'm asked about stuff, and I'll talk about it. But this is about you. This show's about you. What do you believe in? What superior infinite intelligence being do you believe in that created us? Or are we just happenstance that we're incredible humans on this planet? But if you think about the reality of who we really are in this physical existence, in this manifested human body that we're in, our energy is created. If you think about it, I want you to stop a minute. I want you to, if you're driving, pull over. If you're sitting in your office, close your eyes for a second and visualize yourself, who you are as an individual, just you, nothing else around you. Visualize you as an energy and what you stand for, what you represent, and what you believe in. Then expand that out to the people that you love, the family, friends, the people that are really close to you, and expand and feel that energy. Then expand it out further to coworkers and acquaintances and people you see every day or once a week or something like that, or other distant family members. Expand it out to that. So now you've got a larger group. Okay, and then now expand it even further. Think about it as a human being in your town, in your city, in your state. Now see how small you're getting compared to the amount of people that this is expanding to. Okay, that's to visualize how small you are in that crowd. Now expand that out to the entire country, to the world. 8 billion people on the planet, and you're one of them. 8 billion. I think that's the number. So now, here we are on this little blue and green ball spinning out in space, 8 billion people, thinking that this is it. This is all we know. This is our world. This is our eternity, our existence, our physical realm of existence is this ball out in space. But when you zoom out to our solar system, zoom out to our galaxy, you realize how infinitesimal we really are in the grand scheme of things. Zoom out to space where there's infinite number of galaxies. And just think, we can't comprehend it as human beings, but there is no end. There's no beginning. There's no end to space. So now how big and on yourself and all pumped up do you feel about yourself? Not too much, right? But when you believe in yourself and you take it all the way back to the individual and you solely believe in something and you're convicted to it and committed to it, and you really start to feel other energy coming from your beliefs and things coming into your life, then you start to understand that you have total control over your life and your beliefs and your thoughts. You start creating that positive energy around you. You start believing that you can do anything. You really can. It's all what you believe in. Fear is just another thought. It's not reality. It's just another thought. So when you don't know what to believe anymore, and you can't decipher from all the outside noise, step back, go back to the one, back to yourself inside, and regroup. Make sure your beliefs and your karma and your personality and your attitudes and your actions are all in a way that is accepting to you and is what you want to be. And if you're doing that and you're living your life the way you want to live it, and you're not hurting people and you're putting positive back into the world, then you believe in yourself. You believe in the power of positivity. You believe in the good that is out there. That's what we're trying to find. We're trying to find the good and share the good. Because it's coming. The world is going to change. Everything that we know, you know, January 13th, 2023. And I'm saying it now. Everything that we know and everything that we are taught to believe is about to change. And it's going to be a drastic change in humanity. And I hope I get to stick around. I want to live for another 30, 40 years, I'm sure. I want to. I want to live to be 100 just to piss everybody off. And I'll still be doing my podcast. Oh, jeez. But everything will be different. It'll be a whole new way of life. And it's not going to be a bad thing. It's going to be evolving into the new version of humanity. Now, that's pretty strong words, but you know what? Listen back to this podcast in 10 years and let me know what you think. All right, that's it. That's the show. That's all I got to say today. It is, I think it's Friday. Hope you have a good Friday. Make it good. Make it a good weekend. I want to hear from you. You know how to get a hold of me. The text line, 304-506-3332. I love getting the pictures. And Paul from Alaska, man, I love it. And people are all over the world listening to this show. And I love seeing pictures of where you are and what is happening, good or bad. Even if there's bad stuff going on where you are and you're going through some shit and you want to send me a picture of it, not picture of shit, but picture of your life, feel free to do it. I will help you any way I can. That's what this show's all about, helping each other and being part of something bigger than ourselves while still being in touch with ourselves and believing in ourselves. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Make sure you grab a copy of my book. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.